We're sticking on this subject of pill testing, and I've now pulled up, thanks to Chloe, the actual media release that's come out about the pill testing being rolled out in Queensland. You would have just heard a little more about it there in the news headlines. So Queensland now becomes the first Australian state or territory to commit to supporting pill testing on an ongoing basis. And I mentioned to you at the outset that we've invested nearly $1 million now to fund the delivery of pill testing services in Queensland for the next 2 years. And it will begin from this Rabbit Eats Lettuce Festival, the first event-based pill testing service for festival goers to help them make informed decisions. And there are plenty of different services that have come out to sort of comment on whether or not this is the way to go. The health minister is saying that she's thrilled to support this new and innovative service. In 2021, this is from Shannon Fentiman, there were 2,231 drug-induced deaths in Australia, the equivalent of 5 deaths a day. To be clear, these services are about harm minimisation. We do not want people ending up in our emergency departments or worse, losing their life. She says the aim is to make people aware of the dangers of taking illicit substances, influencing behaviour and ideally reducing the use of substances. Our government, she says, is committed to reducing risks and harms for people and delivering on services that matter most to Queenslanders. The Pill Testing Australia spokesperson looks forward to delivering this. The Injections Health Network people say they commend the Queensland government for the commitment. So it's all about, they say, helping people get timely and relevant information to help them make a more informed decision at the time when they've already chosen to take a drug. They say drug checking is a common sense harm reduction approach and it's been successfully used all over the world. Now, one anonymous text says, oh my God, some people have no idea about recreational drug use. People do it because it's enjoyable. Not all people that use recreational drugs are addicts and they're a burden on society. Testing should be available at all venues. Why not? Well, I understand that for some people, recreational drug use may be enjoyable, but to 2,231 of them in 2021, their enjoyable recreational drug use ended in their death.